dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of Avery and the home of the brave?
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I hear the background of a plant, and I believe it's my buddy Caleb Snell on the line. You know him from the signs that we shared a while back. It's been a little while. I was at WKAC back then, and he was sharing the You Are Loved sign. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Caleb.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Always enjoy having you. Always enjoy the conversation because it is about a person finding peace within themselves, finding their purpose in life, finding that there's more to life than maybe what people suspect, and we have to help guide them to that point and show them that there is a reason to live.
Yeah. I kind of look at it as more of just, everybody is just longing to be accepted and loved. And, if I can in some way, demonstrate to somebody that they're loved and remind them of their value, then that will, That's what life's about. It's about encouraging others because life's difficult. Life's very difficult.
And who doesn't like to have somebody tell them that they love them? And who doesn't like somebody to have them share that they appreciate them?
I mean, I can't think of. I mean, there have been a few times where I couldn't receive it just because of where I was at. But deep down, like I wholeheartedly, like it meant the world to me. I just, you know. So even when you don't want to receive it, you still love it.
Now, Caleb, you've had to hear from a lot of people through your effort, and some of the lives that you've come across, they have taken the message to heart. Share the effect that you've seen it have on people.
Oh, man. So it's been what, about a year and a half since we met up?
Yeah, it has been.
It's been a while, but since then, like, I'll be honest, when I was first invited to your show, I still wasn't, like, in that great of a mental place. Like, I was just kind of going through the motions. But since then, man, God has shown up and shown out. And when I say that, I mean, I count my greatest blessings to be the little stories of those that were impacted by the You Are Loved movement, by me simply just holding a sign on the side of the road. Like, there, now that Your Loved movement is getting a little more traction, like, people who just didn't know who I was are now starting to be able to get in touch with me, and I'm starting to hear stories such as, like, you don't know it, but about a year ago or about a year and a half ago, you were at this intersection and I was having just the worst day, and seeing it, just seeing your sign just like really encouraged me. And then I've had, there was a young lady who messaged me on Facebook, I'd say probably about 6 months ago, probably a little longer than that, who literally just messaged me on Facebook because of the profile picture I had, which was one of my signs, and the barber that I went to, he had recognized me and wanted to take a photo. So it was me and him just kind of taking a silly photo with the sign. But the sign said, "The world is better with you in it." And she messaged me. She was like, I know you don't know me, but your profile picture literally just saved my life because I was ready to commit suicide. And so hearing those little stories of how something as simple as a sign or a profile picture could impact somebody in such a great way. I got another like 15 or 20 of those stories that are so similar where it's just somebody telling me, hey, you probably don't know me, but so and so long ago, this is the situation. And they'll just be like, it meant the world. So I'm just really thankful that God placed it upon my heart to do something that can impact people in such an amazing way, even though what I do is really not all that special.
I tell you, I'm thankful for the people who don't have to experience depression, but those who do, it can take you to some really crazy places in your life.
No kidding.
And put you in some really bad positions where you're thinking about yourself in a way that is not healthy, because you think about your value, that you may be worthless, you feel hopeless, all the different things combined into one moment, and people make right. that ultimate decision to take their life, because in that one moment, everything in their mind is crashing down before them, and there is no hope ahead of them. There is no joy. There is no happiness within their heart. It's all gone. It's an empty space in their chest that leaves this pain that they're trying to get rid of. I don't think they're necessarily wanting to end their life as much as they are wanting to get rid of the pain.
Yeah, there's a young man named Nathan. He's a Christian rapper. He goes by NF. He's probably my favorite artist of all time because he talks about depression and different stuff like that. But he literally just tells his life story. And in one of his songs, he says, I don't want to die. I just want to get relief. And I feel like that speaks volumes to what depression is. It's not that we truly want to die. It's just the fact that we are so sick of feeling the way that we feel that anything would be worth a try, including taking our own life.
And I've had several friends over the years who have done that. And I've also, as a police officer, seen people take their life. And I've seen what it has done to the families and friends of those who remained. And it is an awful situation, but when a person gets to that point and that move is made, it's over. Of course, our job, our mission is to try to get people to not make that move, that one final move that ends it all, but to encourage them to keep fighting on and to keep trying to find hope where they can and enjoy life where they can and to find their purpose in this life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's... Caleb, what is your, if somebody's listening right now and they're discouraged and they're depressed and they're wanting guidance, they're hoping that there's hope out there, what do you tell a person that's listening right now?
Well, first I would like to say to whoever's listening and you are going through depression, and I want you to know that I'm not going to sit here and say I know how you feel. I know how I felt, and I know how dark it got for me, but I truly don't know how you feel, so please don't feel that I'm trying to say I understand how you feel. But what I will say is, based off the things that I have gone through, if you are seriously, seriously struggling with depression, you've got to find a positive outlet for pent-up emotions. For me, I kind of spoke with Mark about this the first time I was on his show, but the way the You Are Love movement first got started was actually the signs were my suicide note. Like, I had reached it, I was done, and I felt God tell me that I needed to go do that. And boy, I got out there, and I was embarrassed. I didn't want to do it. And I was just like, I'm depressed, and I really just wanted to kill myself and just be done with it. But I was like, you know what? This is a great way. This is poetic. This is a poetic way to go out. And when I got out there, I realized that I now had an expression. I now had a way to let emotions out. And by day number three of holding signs, I had earbuds playing some loud rock music. And I was out there dancing and headbanging and just, I didn't care what people thought of me. You know, it's like, I'm ready to die. So you think I care if you think I'm being silly or if I'm embarrassing myself? I really couldn't care at all. But I was just out there and just to be able to be free, to freely express myself, because the more I did it, the more healing I found. The more I did it, the more people that I brought smiles to their face, the more it made me feel better. The more that I loved other people, the more I could love myself. So my biggest piece of advice to anybody who struggles with depression is that if you are not making somebody else's life better, you're completely wasting your time. If you truly want to overcome depression, find a way to make somebody else's life better. Find a way to bring a smile to somebody's face. The You Are Love movement is now an actual movement. We have, I have multiple partners. We actually have a group of strong, leaders in the group. Loving others was my way out of depression. And if I truly feel that if you find a way to make somebody else's life better, you're eventually going to start seeing that your life is better as well.
Caleb, let's take a quick break, but when we come back, let's talk about how people can connect with the You Are Loved movement. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we're talking to Caleb Snell. He is the founder of the You Are Loved movement. And as he said, he has a lot of people who have joined him now. And when we come back, I want him to share how you can become a part of this special effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. Down here, pimento cheese is pretty much its own food group. So when fans told Bojangles to bring back our legendary spread, we did them one better and also fired up a gooey, golden, melty, molten, pourable pimento sauce. So now you can spread it thick across your favorite biscuit, pour it over seasoned fries, stir it into mac and cheese, or dip supremes in it. Because with four ways to eat our pimento cheese, the recommended daily servings just became yes. It's bow time.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker
and Gimpton,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am on the line right now with Caleb Snell over in Huntsville, Alabama. He is the founder of the You Are Loved movement. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Caleb.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, buddy.
Well, I know there are people right now who are interested in being a part of the You Are Loved movement. Caleb, share how people can be a part of this effort.
I will be honest. The You Are Loved movement is still extremely new. It has taken me a couple years to kind of get some people behind the You Are Loved movement, and now we actually have a team put together where we are we're doing some pretty awesome things in the local community. Facebook, we just created a You Are Loved movement page, where if you'd like to go there and like the page, we'll be posting different inspirational stuff, plus also events. Coming up later on within the next couple months, we actually have an event or where we're going to be doing like a big public like fun day. We're going to have food trucks and different kind of games, and we're taking care of the location, and we're getting all the insurance stuff taken care of right now. But what we're really focusing on for this thing is for our community to have a chance to come together and meet each other, because there's so much a disconnect in our communities right now just because of how social media and our busy lives and whatnot. So we're using this as an opportunity for us to meet your neighbors, come together, have a fun day. But we're also going to have different people there to help you register to vote. But if you want to connect with Your Love Movement, it's honestly as simple as finding a way to love. Me, it happened to be holding signs in an intersection with words of encouragement. I know people in Huntsville with the organization called Rocket City Rocks. They're just people who are artsy, and they like to paint rocks, and they'll hide them across Huntsville. And then if you find one, they'll have the information of the Rocket City Rocks on it, and then you can either keep it or pass it along. But find a way to make somebody else's life better. You can find me on Facebook. You can message the You Are Loved movement on Facebook, and take pictures of what you do, and I'll put it on our social media. And the You Are Loved movement is extremely simple. We're not trying to be this overly complicated organization. We're literally just a bunch of normal people coming together to try to love our community. And we're standing up for those when we need to stand up for them. But when it boils down to it, we're just trying to be neighbors, like Mr. Rogers.
I love that, Caleb. Man, it's always a joy to have you here on the show, and I appreciate you and your effort in trying to bring people together in this way. As you know, we're all here to try to encourage and inspire through the Mark White Show, and I hope that someone today has heard this message and that it is an encouragement to them, and that they'll decide that they need to let somebody know that they love them today and that they appreciate them so that they can help to bring others out of that proverbial gutter.
Right. Absolutely.
Caleb, thank you so much. And for those who are listening, last name is spelled S-N-E-L-L. That's Caleb Snell. And you can find the You Are Loved movement on Facebook. I encourage you to go find out more about it. We appreciate Caleb Snell joining us here on the Mark White Show today. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.